Okay, so I am walking along, just going past Kennington Cross, strolling purposefully back towards sunny Stockwell, having just attended the inaugural meeting of the South London Democracy Club. Oh yes, right by, very close towards Kennington Park, which was the site of where the Chartists first met. So some kind of historical perspective there. So Democracy Club, what's it all about? Well, first of all, there's Twitter. So at Demo Club, DemoClub, at Demo Club on Twitter. I guess really the whole idea is all about accountability for politicians, which I think is incredibly important. I'm sure it's very important for the Chartists, and I think as we speed towards both the local and the national elections in 2010, accountability for me is crucial. I'm fed up, totally fed up, of lying politicians, scumbags. Not all of them. Some of them are quite decent people. But those are lying scumbags really do need to be held to account. So it's a national network. Just Google Democracy Club. And this evening, in 98% of all constituencies in the UK, there was a Democracy Club meeting tonight. The basic premise, really, is to act as an online librarian. So it's about collecting data, documenting it, and then referring back to it in months, years to come. So when a politician tells you they won't build a motorway through your village, and then about a year later, when they're in power and they do build a motorway through your village, you can then hold them to account. Now that, of course, is an extreme example. So what we're really talking about at the South London Democracy Club, mainly on the national level, but also issues of a local level as well, was about going through in this period up until May the 6th, finding as much information as we can. So that's going to be in terms of all the election literature which gets thrust through our letterboxes, and finding that, keeping it, scanning it, uploading it, and it's there. All the policies are there. Everything is there. I do wish I had one from the Lambeth Labour Group back in 2006 when they pledged to keep Clapham swimming. And of course, Clapham isn't swimming and the literature has long since gone. But hopefully, you know, with Democracy Club, that's just the kind of issue we can really, really hold these politicians to account with. And so what all the groups were doing in these 98% of constituencies this evening were coming up with a list of questions to put to candidates on both a local and a national level, and getting them really to commit to these questions. So it was more like a yes or no. And then we'll get some answers and we'll have these online, and they'll be there for the record. So it was a good meeting. It got quite lively. Many opinions. Got a bit confused towards the end with the Chinese lady sitting towards me, my left, when she asked me which charity I represent. And I said, well, I support charities, but I'm not from any kind of charitable organisation. And then she then declared, I thought this was a meeting of local charities. But she seemed to enjoy our conversation. Right, at Demo Club on Twitter, please do follow it, please do get involved, try and find out your nearest Democracy Club as to where you are. This is so crucial, this is so key. Right now, when we're being bombarded with messages and pledges and promises, we really need to take these on board, make our decisions politically as to where we're going to vote, do we agree with these decisions, and then if those pledges aren't met, we have evidence which we can then put to these democratically accountable politicians. So Twitter, Demo Club, Google, Democracy Club.